Lord, speak your word. Speak it very clearly. In Jesus' name we pray. By the grace of God this year, it will be well with us. It is well with us. Because of our relationship with the Lord, His love and care shall be our portion. So let us maintain that relationship. Let us continue to relate to Him and relate with Him. Because as we relate with Him, His love and His care will continue to be our portion. So I pray that nothing will break your relationship with God in Jesus' name. I want to talk today about just one thing out of the many things that we have to do. The thing I want to mention today is that we must make ourselves living sacrifices unto God. Sacrifices born for God. We are talking of the fire of God in our lives. We are not talking of evil fire. We are not talking about destructive fire. Remember, some people in the Bible went and offered a strange fire. And the Lord killed them immediately. Today, I'm not talking about destructive fire. I'm not talking about evil fire. I'm not talking about strange fire. But I'm talking about the warmth of God in our lives. The willingness to do the will of God. That strong feeling in our body. That strong urge that moves us on. That makes us to say, I want to do the will of God. That fire is what we are talking about. In other words, what am I saying? I'm saying you should be jealous for God. We should be jealous for God. We should be on fire for God. All the time. On fire for Him. Aflame for Him. Jealous for God Almighty. Pray that Lord will keep you on fire for God. Have you felt the fire of God in your body before? When there is fire of God in your body, you cannot sit down and look while the work of God is suffering. You will want to do something. I want to remember a Yoruba proverb. Money afọwọ fọna ki duro rojo. En to fi owo fọna ko fi panu fọna o wa fọwọ fọna o wa gbe na jo duro rojo. The one who uses hand to scoop burning coal cannot be discussing at the corner. When there is fire of God in your life, you want to act. You want to do something. You want to do the work of God. You want to pray for people. You want to be involved. People may not know you are praying for them, but you want to begin to pray for them. You want to sing to some people so that their lives will change. You want to minister to people. You want to preach the word of God. Why? Because the fire of God is burning inside you, and you cannot just sit down. What are we talking about? We are talking about the hand of God in your life. May the Lord touch you for good. May the hand of God rest upon us for good. We are talking this morning about the hand of God in your life.
The power of God in your life. The presence of God in your life. The beauty of God in your life. The beauty of God that people can see. The presence of God that people can feel. The power of God that people can feel. The hand of God that people can see in your life. When we begin to desire this power, it is a godly desire. We want to be touched by the Holy Spirit. I want to be touched all the time by the Holy Spirit. You want to be touched by the hand of God. You want to be filled with the zeal of God. The zeal of God in your life. Sometimes you see people God is using, and you want him to use you also. You desire the same in your life. I tell you, brethren, it is a godly desire. It is not wrong. It's a godly desire. Open your Bible to Matthew chapter 5. And a father will read verse 6. Matthew 5, 6. Oh yeah. Say, blessed are those who thirst after righteousness. They hunger, they thirst after righteousness. Say, why? Because they shall be filled. When you thirst and you hunger to do the will of God, God will fill you. God will answer you. God will give you what you need, even to be useful unto him. God is near to us. God is near to us than we ever imagine. Somebody say, God is near to you than the breath of your mouth. So God is very close to us. And he wants to use us. But the first thing is that we must surrender. We must surrender for him to use us. See, one of the signs of the Holy Spirit is fire. One of his mark is fire. Look at Acts chapter 2, which was read to us. Verse 3. And a mother will read that. Acts 2, 3. Said together, all in one mind, all in prayer mode, they were seated together, and the Holy Spirit came and settled on each one of them. And he says, like tongues of fire, and it sat on each of them. The Holy Spirit came to them as fire. And he made the apostles to burn for the Lord. They started to burn for the Lord. When people are burning for the Lord, they want to be the best for God. They want to please God. His extra touch is in their lives. You see, fire brings out the best in a material. That the fire of God will bring out ability and skill that we do not know is there. And they will come to the front. But when this fire is in our lives, when we are feeling burning for God, we are feeling to act for God, let us be guided. The presence of God must guide the life of one who is burning for God. So what am I saying now? We need God's presence to guide us, to empower us, even as we burn for God. Somebody made a contribution in our conference in Lagos sometime. Made a contribution and he worked hard for it. He worked very hard.
Oh, wa sise takuntakun fun.
And some of us told him.
Lara wa wa so fun.
This thing you are doing.
Ohun to nse yi.
This zeal you have.
Itara to ni.
Are you sure it's controlled by the power of the Holy Spirit?
Soja loju pe mi mo lo lo dari.
Are you sure it's controlled by God?
Soja loju pe Olorun lo dari re bi.
At the end of the day, the whole thing went wrong. And he started to say, I did not know that I was only burning without control. Let the Spirit of God control you. Let the maturity in your life control you. The Bible tells us that the Spirit of the prophet is what? Eh? Is it the control of the prophet? So the prophet should be able to control his spirit. In other words, when you are burning for God, there is nothing that will make a young person like Sister Gbemi Adedokun to go and abuse somebody like Ikin Atubi. All because the Spirit of God is burning. And we must talk to them.
No!
The Spirit of God must control us. We must allow the fire to burn. But the Spirit of God must control our life. Our ability and skill needs the control of God. It needs the presence of God. It needs the guidance of God. It needs the empowerment of God. Jesus wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. In other words, He wants the fire of God in our lives. What will that bring? It will bring out our godly beauty. Just as fire brings out the beauty of gold. So the fire of God in our life will bring out our godly beauty. And you know what? When that fire is burning in your life, and people are seeing the beauty in your life, many of them will get converted. And they will praise God for your life. Jesus said in Matthew 5:16. Let a youth read that for us. A youth. Time for him. People will see it. And they will praise your Father who is in heaven. This fire we are talking about, it is the Holy Spirit that starts the fire. Not man. The Holy Spirit starts the fire. John the Baptist spoke. He said Jesus will baptize us with Holy Spirit and fire. Let's go to Luke 3:16. And let Elidia read that for us. Luke 3:16, Elidia. You with Holy Ghost and with what? And with fire. I pray that the fire of God will continue to burn in our lives. As on the apostles of old, Holy Spirit start the fire of God in their lives. And in our lives today, the flame of God to do the work of God will continue to burn. Because the Holy Spirit has put it there. You have zeal for the work of God. You are on fire for God. In the area of prayer, you are on fire for God. In the area of outreach, you are on fire for God. In the area of visitation, you are on fire for God. In the area of Bible study, you are on fire for God. In the area of inspiring others, you are on fire for God. Let us keep the fire burning in our lives. Let's look at John 5:35. As Jesus spoke about John the Baptist, Let an RA read that for us. RA. The man you called John was a burning and shining light. Thank God for that testimony about John. Let me say, you people, you Jews, you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light.
That
Jesus has now come, who is light forever. See, it is the Holy Spirit that gives this fire. It gives us sense of God's presence. The fire promotes the glory of God in our lives. The fire win others to God. Have you ever experienced the fire of love? I'm talking of the love maybe which you have for your husband before, just when you met. The fire of love that you have for your wife when you met. The fire that will make you do certain things that you wouldn't have done. The fire that will make you go extra mile because of this person. That fire. That fire of love. The fire is the kind of thing we are talking about. When you have the fire of love for somebody, you can do anything for that person. When you have the fire of love for the Lord God Jesus Christ, you are ready to go to any length to please the Lord. You see yourself as being in this world only for the pleasure of God. But the book of Leviticus warned us, the danger of fire is that it may go out. So I pray for you. Your fire will not go out. The fire of your life will not go off. The fire of your life will not go out. The time comes when some people say, ah, that man, he was a very active Christian before. Do you notice the tautology in that statement? He was before. Double past. He was a good Christian before. The world will not say that about you. The world will not say that about you. You will continue to burn for God. Danger is for the fire to go out. Let us renew our commitment unto the Lord. At the beginning of the year, at the end of the year, all year round, let us renew our commitment unto the Lord. Leviticus 6:13. Let somebody read that for us. Leviticus 6:13. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. That was the instruction of God to Moses, which he was to pass on to Aaron and his sons. The fire on the altar must keep burning. It must not go out. Do not let your own fire go out. Do not let your fire go out. Like temple fire. Let us continue to maintain our consecration. Let us continue to remain consecrated unto the Lord. You see, when the fire of God is in our mouth, when the fire of God is in us, it will make the word of God in our mouth turn into fire. And when the word of God becomes fire in our mouth, evil forces shall be burnt. Evil spirits shall be burnt. It has happened before. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 5. And read verse 14. Whoever finds that, let him read it for us. Jeremiah 5:14. Behold, I will make my word in your mouth fire. And these people who are attacking you will become wood. And you shall devour them. God said, because you are my own. Because you are consecrated to me. Because you are doing my will. Because you love my word. I will make my word in your mouth fire. And the people opposing you will become like wood. And it will devour them. May the word of God live in your mouth. The word of God will live in us. To search us. It will search us. It will consume our mistakes. It will consume our errors. It will burn the power of darkness around us. It will refine us. It will make us shine. May you shine for God. May you shine for God. May you shine for God. Want to shine for God? The word of God said in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The fire of God we are talking about is our zeal for the work of God. Our zeal for God. Our zeal for the will of God. Our zeal to